We have a little word of prayer. Dear God and Father, we thank thee this afternoon that we have heard these words that are so necessary for our hearts. And now we have the opportunity, Lord Jesus, to once more think of thy love for us, thy death on the cross, so that we could go to heaven. We think of each person that's here this afternoon, and we pray that each one who's under the sound of my voice may hear the voice of God this afternoon, that they may receive the Lord Jesus as their Savior if they haven't yet. So we pray for help. Lord, we need help. Help us to speak faithfully for thee, and help us to listen carefully. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to tell a couple of little stories at the beginning. I'm sorry they involve me, but I know them well because I was there. Almost 30 years ago, I was in a training course where there was a group of us in a room, and we were taking elevator training. And you say, well, elevator training? What training is there to have for elevators? Well, I didn't work for an elevator company. I worked for a computer company. And the elevator training was that in our work, we would often be in big office towers where we would go in on the bottom and ride up to the top. And we might be in the elevator with somebody that was very important in that company. And so we had just a few seconds, just a few moments to share with them the message that we wanted them to get from the company we worked for. You say, that's crazy. But I went to a training course for that, where for a long time we practiced and we learned and we experienced people that were very good at two sentences to somebody important. I've often been reminded of that experience that I had at this conference. Probably because at the end of the open meeting that we just so enjoyed, there was just a little short gospel. And I thought of that experience. I've thought of that many times. What we're going to talk about now, the gospel, is so important. Don't miss the message. This afternoon, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, this is your chance to get saved. It may be your last. On the way here, we were driving along 81, going south. The last time we came along there as a family, we had to get off the highway because there was flares all across the highway. And everybody was pulling over, all the trucks, all the cars, and there was people that were waving us along another way, and it had just happened, the accident that closed the interstate. We got off the highway, and we just had no idea where we were. This time when we were going along, we came to the same spot where we had had to get off the highway, went a little farther along, and in the center median was a white cross. And there were two little things on each side of the cross, because that day that we were diverted off the highway, two young girls died on that highway. They died. Did they expect to die? No, they did. This may be your last chance. You say, well, I'm just young. They were just young. They were young teenagers. But they left this world. And if you're not saved, I'm speaking to your heart tonight, this afternoon. This may be your chance, your last chance, to accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior. I spoke about the elevator training. And as believers in the Lord Jesus, that's a good thing for us to do, to practice. Presenting the Lord Jesus Christ to somebody else who doesn't know the Lord in a very short, succinct, loving, kind way. I'll tell you about one of my customers this week. I had just a couple of minutes. I was sitting there talking to her, and I brought up the question of her soul. As carefully, as lovingly as I could, I told her that she was a sinner. Respectfully, she's a nice lady. I told her that she needed the Lord Jesus Christ to wash her sins away. I told her how the Lord Jesus died on the cross, how he suffered for me and for her, if she'll receive him. I got done. I looked at her. She said, I can't believe that, Paul. I can't believe that. John chapter 6. Our dear brother read this in the meeting before. So this was the verse that the Lord has been putting on my heart for today. John chapter 6, verse 66. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Now notice this. And we believe and are sure. Two questions for you this afternoon. Do you believe? Do you believe? This lady said, I can't believe that. Have you believed in the Lord Jesus as your Savior? We don't have much time. We're going to read a couple of more verses about the Lord and his love for you. His love in going to the cross of Calvary for you. Have you believed? You know, it says one other thing there. It says, we believe and are sure. Are you sure? Are you sure? Do you know where you're going to go when you leave this world? Are you sure? You can be. You can be sure. The Word of God gives us that. And I so appreciated what was said in the reading. It's the Word of God that we rest on. It's not how we feel. It's what His Word says. The Word of God that will never change. That's the same. Are we sure? Is there somebody here today? Maybe you're little and you're not sure. I can relate to that. When I was little, I wasn't sure. a lady gave me a verse. And it says this. I'm going to turn to it. It's over another chapter. It's a verse that says, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." I thought it was in John chapter 8, but maybe it isn't. Thank you. John 6 and 37. "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." I wasn't sure. You know, I struggled with not being sure. And this lady loved me. She said to me one night, she said, "Paul, what's wrong?" She gave me this verse. That's my mom. My mom. You know, boys and girls, it's a wonderful privilege if your dad and mom brought you here to be here. They brought you here because they love you. They want you to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior too. And if you're not sure, then it's okay to say, "Dad, Mom, can we have a little talk? Can you present some of these verses to me? I want to be sure. I want to be sure." Let's turn to Lamentations. Lamentations chapter 1. Lamentations chapter 1 and verse 12. "Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Behold and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow, which is done unto me, wherewith the Lord hath afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. From above hath he sent fire into my bones, and it prevaileth against them. He hath spread a net for my feet. He hath turned me back. He hath made me desolate and faint all the day." One of the young men that works for me, I had the privilege of listening to him give the gospel to a man. And you know, the man was completely uninterested in what the Lord Jesus had done on the cross. His comment was, "Yeah, I saw a movie about that." He said, "Yeah, it was interesting." But there was no interest that he had. And I kind of butted in. And I said, "You didn't see the important part." He said, "What do you mean?" "I saw the movie." I said, "Yeah, but you know what? No one saw the important part. Those hours of darkness when the Lord Jesus bore my sins, no one saw that except God." Tonight, you have an opportunity to accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior, for Him to take your sins upon Himself, fire into His bones, that load of sin that's all over you. Jesus will take it off you. Just come to Him. Accept Him as your precious Savior. This may be your last chance. Now let's turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 for one last verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 14. "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge, that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died, for them, and rose again. Our time is up. It's the love of the Lord Jesus. When we see him by faith, dying there for us, taking the punishment for our sins as individuals. It's that love that constrains us to follow him, to serve him what time we have that's left. I so enjoyed the last meeting and the meeting before on discipleship. But it's really the Lord's love that constrains us in these things. And a realization of what he paid so that we could be free. One last time. If there's somebody who is not saved here this afternoon, this is your opportunity. The door to salvation is open tonight. Right now is the accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. May it be that you will accept Jesus Christ as your Savior now. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we have read just these few verses that tell us of thy love that was so fully displayed when thou didst die on the cross for sinners like us. We pray if there's any boy or girl or older one too who has never accepted thee, Lord Jesus, as their Savior, that they may have their sins washed away this afternoon in thy most precious blood. We thank thee for this opportunity to speak of thy love, Lord Jesus, to bring thee glory in this world. We give thee thanks in thy most worthy, precious name, Lord Jesus. Amen.